Hey, greetings. This is Brother James, NoParish.com, John 4:24 Radio. Coming to you today, hoping you're having a joyous day. Coming to you with a topic. I think you're going to like this one. Heaping coals. What is this? Heaping coals. I want to talk about this. A saint that we are united to, a dear saint, asked about this topic. So I thought, let's do a teaching on it. Edify everyone that'll listen in to God's word, God's answer, my answer from God's word, and you can test me to the word of God on this. So the idea of heaping coals on the head, where does this come from? Well, it's both the Old Testament and the New Testament. Proverbs 25, 21 through 22. If thine enemy be hungry, give him bread to eat, and if he be thirsty, give him water to drink. For thou shalt heap coals of fire upon his head, and the Lord shall reward thee. Interesting, isn't it? Kind of reminds you of Jesus' words, doesn't it? We'll get back to that in a minute. Then we have Brother Paul in the book of Romans, chapter 12, quoting the same thing, roughly, 19 through 21. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing that, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Do not overcome of evil, or be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. So Paul's quoting that verse about heaping coals. Now, first thought, you might think, well, wow, that sounds really painful. Hot coals on your head. But I assure you, it's an exaggeration. It's something called a metaphor. I just did a teaching on that. Look it up at the teaching blog, NoParish.com. Look at the teaching blog. Look up the article on metaphors. It's all to illustrate and to prove a point. The goal is not bodily harm, but it's something else. So let's look at this. Let's go into this. But first, the message of both of these verses is, I mentioned Jesus, is to do good to your enemy, not evil. Jesus backs this up perfectly for us. Matthew 5, 43 and 44. For you've heard that it has been said that thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love thine enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. So same consistent message here, right? Loving our neighbor, doing good to them. What's this heaping of the coals? Well, let's look into this. So to heap in the Greek, the word is soryu. It means to pile up. So this is our good works that pile up on their head, their mind, their heart. And it's a witnessing tool, a conviction tool, a redemption tool for our God. So the heaping is our good works upon these people, the coals. In the Greek, coals is anthrax. It means hot burning coals, but here's the really critical point. It has a much deeper meaning. This is what one expression of that word means. Expressing, signifying to call up, by favors you confer on your enemy, the memory in him of the wrong he has done you, which shall pain him, as if live coals were heaped on his head, that he may the more readily repent. And then it talks about in the Arab culture, things that cause like acute mental pain, things you'd think about, things you were convicted about, were called burning coals of the heart or fire in the liver. So from that area, we get this mindset that if you have something you're convicted about in your heart, in your mind, your soul, your spirit, it's burning in you. It's like burning coals. It's not on your head per se. It might be in your thoughts. So that's what this is about. Hope that gives you a little bit of context. So this idea to do good to an evil person or an enemy, it has several main reasons. Three. Let's look at them. Well, we're commanded to do so for God's glory and our obedience, number one. God says to do it, we obey as good faithful servants, redeemed with the price of Christ's blood. Number two, by doing good as they do evil, we hope to show God's power in our own life by the Holy Spirit making us new creations. We let the Spirit work to convict them, their conscience. Remember that Arab mindset was the burning conscience of their heart, so that that person may come to repentance, right? And the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God, does this by working to convict or reprove the world as he's at work even in unbelievers. Do you realize that? He's at work even in unbelievers. I'll give you a verse on that right here. John 16:8. And when he is come, he will reprove, that means convict, the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. So the Holy Spirit indwells true believers, but he's working and convicting even seekers, non-believers. That's how people come to the knowledge of God. And number three, the reason that we do this is it helps our walk and grows us, and we'll get to that a little bit later. So going back to this idea of coals burning on the head, in the heart, in the mind of others, coals also represent something else in the Word of God. Coals represent judgment. Psalm 140, verse 10, let the burning coals fall upon them, let them be cast into the fire, into deep pits, that they shall not rise up again. So coals is judgment. Remember Sodom and Gomorrah? Fire rained down. Very similar to coals, right? So coals are judgment. Also, in the Word of God, coals and fire are purifiers, right? Leviticus 16:12, and he shall take a censer full of burning coals of fire from the altar before the Lord, and his hands full of sweet incense, beaten small, and bring it within the veil. So fire was a big part of God's sacrificial animal system in the temple with the priesthood. It was a big part of that. So it's a purifier, it brings judgment, right? And it also can bring conviction and repentance. And you probably know this, but gold and silver is really not worth much until what? It's burnt with fire many times, and it burns off the impurities. They call it dross. Burns the impurities off and makes a pure gold bar, silver bar, fire, purifier. Pretty amazing, isn't it? So what happens is our good works act as the hot coals in this person's heart, mind, conscience, coupled with God's Spirit that can convict them, acts as a convictor. It's a purifier and a judgment, so they repent lest they be judged. It can purify their hearts, or they're going to have to face judgment if they rebel further. It's also, think about this, it's a glorious testimony of God working in you, keeping you in good works, in love, not in the flesh, to be seen of men, your good works and your light shining. Matthew 5:16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Jesus said pray in private. Jesus said give in private, all right? Alms and money. But when he talks about glorifying God and what we do, preaching and doing what God's called us to do, he says let it be seen by other people so that your Father which is in heaven, may be glorified. How awesome. Now, think of our Savior. He did some coal heaping himself. Remember when he was being crucified? Luke 23:34. Then Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lots. They were killing Jesus, and he still was able to forgive and heap coals on people's heads. So this raises the point, back to what I said before, that it helps us. We heap coals. It refines us as well, because it allows us to be set free from what? Bitterness. So we can serve God with a pure heart, no strife against others, no bitterness, no anger. Hebrews 12:15, looking diligently, lest any man fall off the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness spring up, trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. See that? You got to stay in good works, or you can fall from the grace of God. So much for once saved, always saved. Yeah. So, again, just as Romans 12 says, we give place to God's wrath. Remember, I read that? And we do our good works unto God, and because we love our neighbor. And within it all, we're working within it. We're not fighting against it. Because if we rebel and we do angry things and we do hateful things, now we're rebelling and fighting against God. No, we do good works. We love our neighbor. We heap coals. We're working within God's system, God's order. Amen? So just imagine this. Maybe this will help you. Someone does you wrong, whatever they do, and then you fight back with words, or if it's a physical thing, some people fight back with actions. What happens when you fight back with words or actions? Your goodness gets mixed up with your angry bad actions and their bad actions, and it becomes a confusing mess. Think about it. Think about that. If you leave the doing good and get angry and do harsh words or do hurtful things, now you've mixed your goodness and badness with their badness, and it becomes a big mess, and it blurs things, does it not? Whereas, if they do wrong and we hold fast onto the good works that we're called to, even if it costs us pain, what we do is we highlight and magnify the goodness of God working in us, and the evil deeds of the other person are now highlighted and magnified, bringing it all into the light of God so God can work, the Spirit can work, God can have his way, and hopefully there's a redemptive outcome or a judgment will have to come upon that person. What we are is we're a tool in the hands of God to be used, heaping coals, so a redemptive outcome can come. The whole goal is to see that person turn their heart in repentance towards God. That is the goal, along with glorifying our Father as we obey him. So lastly, when we think of hot coals and fire, remember this. This will help you. Hebrews 12:29. Our God is a consuming fire. Ponder that. We are using fire in this coal heaping just as God does. Think about this. God can use fire to protect. He did that to the Israelites coming out of Egypt. You can read about that in Exodus 13:21. It can bring truth and spirit as it did in Acts 2 verse 3 when the Holy Spirit fell. Fire, flames of fire were on their heads. Or it can destroy in great judgment. 2 Thessalonians 1:8-10. Jesus is coming in flaming fire to judge and destroy those who don't know God or obey the gospel. So fire has many purposes, and God is using it, and God allows us to partake in some part of that in this heaping of coals. So the heaping of coals, the loving of our enemies via our good works, it's our reasonable service. Romans 12:1, right? It can have a great outcome. This should encourage you. If they repent to the truth, or it can have an outcome of the Lord judging them if they rebel. But remember, either one is glorifying to God. If his glory, his justice, his righteousness is served, it's glorifying to God. See, we don't serve for people. We serve for God's glory and purpose. Amen? And the secondary issue is we hope they come to repentance. And this is, again, I always bring this up, this is us acting in our covenant with God, our blood covenant, and this is us doing our part. Heaping coals, good works, obeying God. Why? To be part of his kingdom. If you want to be a citizen in the kingdom, you got to live according to the kingdom rules. Amen? Amen. And how about this verse? Proverbs 15:1-3. A soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. The tongue of the wise useth knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools poureth out foolishness. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding evil and the good. So most times a soft answer is best, but God sees all. He sees the good that you're doing. He sees the evil. He sees it all, and he's going to make it all right in the end one day. We must trust in that. Now, there is a time for rebuke. We see Jesus, Paul, and Peter doing it. Yep, there's a time for rebuke. But most times, a soft answer, loving, doing good, and then trusting is God, and trusting in God, and leaving it all to him. That's the key. Do our part, then hand it to God, and leave it all to him. So just as those coals work on people, this time of trial and doing good when it's hard, it could cost us a lot of flesh. It could cost us physically. It could cost us relationships. It's a type of purifying fire that grows us, is it not? So that fire works both ways, right? Like God's word is a double-edged sword. We send it out and it cuts people. It's got another edge pointing at us, and it can cut us too if we live in hypocrisy and sin. This fire that we heap, what if we don't do it right with people? We'd be heaping coals on our own head. Have you considered that? If I'm supposed to love my neighbor and I don't love my neighbor, I'm going to be convicted and I'm heaping coals on my head because I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Yeah, that would be a terrible thing, wouldn't it? If we ever hope to stand one day and give up our lives for the Lord, maybe in persecution, arrest, prison, torture, give up our very lives, we must be faithful in these smaller trials as we're heaping coals, doing good. We have to do them in obedience. And again, it grows us. This fire, heaping coals, the work of heaping coals, is a fire that also purifies us to come through trials, all for God's glory. Romans 5:3-5. And not only so, but we glory in the tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Isn't that beautiful? All these things work in us for our good and God's glory. So heaping coals, it has many, many purposes and uses and outcomes. We don't control any of that. We just do our part. We leave the rest to the Father. Stay pure in your heart, saints. Do good. Love your enemies. Don't have bitterness. Let those coals fly. And then stand back, pray, and trust in God. He has a purpose in what he does. He knows better than us. He's our Redeemer, our King, our Lord, our Creator. He knows what's best. He just asks us to walk according to his word, his ways, and trust. So I hope that helps you better understand coal heaping, why you should love your enemies when it's really hard in your flesh, that you see God's purpose in it. It's to bring repentance. It's to bring him glory. It's to grow us. Yeah. Doesn't that sound like a beautiful thing? To bring repentance, to bring him glory, to grow us. Yes, it can also bring judgment on those who rebel. We leave that to the Father. So, hey, thanks for listening. This has been Brother James. Go to don'tperish.com. Go to the teaching blog. Thousands of articles, audios, videos. Posting every day, loving our neighbor. I hope some of my teachings heap some coals on people, because I know when I read the Word of God, I get coals heaped on my head, and I got to test myself and repent and make sure that I'm walking in his ways. It's a constant purifying fire as we walk and we grow in sanctification before the Lord. Check out the gospel link. Test yourself to it. Make sure that you repent. It's a daily thing, and you obey the gospel unto eternal life. Till next time, we love you all. Have a glorious day. Till I come back to you again, may God be praised.